fresh trouble for Goldman Sachs.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning to you. I'm Bob Moon. Goldman Sachs continues to feel the fallout from the charges filed against it Friday by U.S. financial regulators. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown is now saying he wants investigations against the firm to expand in his country. The Securities and Exchange Commission filed civil fraud charges against the firm for allegedly setting up a real estate investment fund that was designed to fail. Joining us now live is our European correspondent Stephen Beard. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello, Bob.
So why is the British government getting involved in the crackdown on a Wall Street firm?
Because among the biggest victims of the alleged fraud are British taxpayers. The complicated financial product at the centre of this case was insured by a bank which was taken over by the Royal Bank of Scotland, which itself had to be taken over by the UK government when it got into trouble. This meant that a bank now owned by the British taxpayers had to pay more than $800 million to Goldman Sachs when this derivative product blew up. So the government has now called for the British regulator to investigate this Goldman deal.
Does Goldman have to worry about a domino effect here, investigations from more and more countries?
Well, possibly, yes. I mean, the German government is also pretty angry. It says it's considering legal action against Goldman because it's reported at least one big German bank may have lost heavily on this deal.
Now, it seems to me this investigation could re-energize voter anger against the big banks. How are Europeans reacting to this news?
Well, the markets certainly aren't happy. Bank shares fell across the board on the London stock market first thing this morning. There is a fear that this case is going to intensify the regulatory backlash against the banks and could unleash a whole volley of lawsuits from disgruntled investors against a wide range of banks. And this story has caused particular consternation in London. It's reignited anger against the banks. This is a big worry for Britain because, you know, this is undermining an absolutely crucial part of the UK economy. So, yes, there is a fear we're entering the next chapter of the financial crisis.
Thank you. Stephen Beard in London.
Okay, Bob.
So now investors are asking, when do the other shoes start falling in the banking industry? Today, the Wall Street Journal reports a federal criminal investigation of the former mortgage giant Countrywide Financial could soon yield charges. And all of this, as Stephen mentioned, is making financial markets nervous. The retreat that began on Wall Street Friday continued today across Asia. Moves by the Chinese government to rein in real estate prices over there also led to a drop of nearly 5% in Shanghai. The major European stock exchanges are also lower, anywhere from a quarter to nearly half a percent. The price of crude is also sliding by almost $2 a barrel so far today. The Dow will be trying to climb back from a 125-point drop on Friday. Guess which magazine could find new riches if fans will pay to see old pictures from the cover of the Rolling Stone? Starting today, the archives of Rolling Stone, dating back to 1967, will be online. As Marketplace's Caitlin Carroll reports, you can go back and relive the past, but it'll cost you.
Want to read every Rolling Stone article written about Bob Dylan since the 1960s? Well, for $30, you get access to all of that, plus a copy of the print magazine for a year. Stephen Schwartz is with Winter Media, the magazine's parent company. He says this is the first time the public can access the full archives online.
So it's not like we had offered this all up for free and we're putting it behind a paywall. This is brand new.
It may be new to Rolling Stone, but
it's definitely the direction that the entire industry is moving in.
Ken Wilber teaches marketing at Duke University. He says as big newspapers start charging online readers, specialty magazines like Rolling Stone can cash in too.
When you have a niche audience, sometimes you can actually charge those guys more because there are fewer substitutes for your product.
I mean, where else will you find decades of Hunter S. Thompson's ramblings? I'm Caitlin Carroll for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Citrix, offering GoToMyPC, allowing users to work from anywhere via the web. More at gotomypc.com/market. By Vanguard. Vanguarding is an investment philosophy designed to help individuals reach their financial goals. Vanguard.com. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com.
In Illinois, a state financial aid program for low-income college students is running out of money. And as of today, the state will suspend the program, leaving thousands of students without a key source of financial aid. So state officials are getting creative. From the Education Desk, Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
Danielle Medine is a sophomore at Roosevelt University in Schaumburg, Illinois. She's putting herself through school with loans and grants, and by working two jobs, she gets about $5,000 a year from the state of Illinois.
It makes a huge difference. You know, if I don't get this grant, I may have to take out another loan or pick up more hours.
Medine's application for next year is already in, but as of today, students who apply for grants may be out of luck.
We are projecting that approximately 220,000 students will apply for aid, be eligible for it, and not receive it.
Andrew Davis is head of the state agency that runs the grant program. He says in each of the last 2 years, applications have gone up 30%. The tough economy has left more students in need of help when the state is least able to afford it. So Davis has proposed a novel solution. He wants Illinois to sell bonds to investors to fund the grant program. He says the state stands to profit. A lot of these grants go to community college students. The agency's research has shown that low-income people who go to community college end up paying far more state income tax than those who don't.
And that increase in taxes more than justifies the state making the investment in helping them go to school.
The state legislature would have to approve the plan. With Illinois already heavily in debt, Davis expects some opposition. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
And finally, as if being grounded from the fallout of that Icelandic volcano isn't already enough of a whale of a tale, stranded flyers who can't get back to Europe from their vacations in Florida can now get into SeaWorld for some free entertainment. The company that runs the park is offering waylaid European tourists a one-day admission to SeaWorld and its sister park, Busch Gardens, Tampa Bay. They just need to show a return airline ticket dated between April 14th and 21st. I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. Thanks for being with us. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.